Welcome to B Movie Bliss. Hey there, fellow movie masochists. Welcome to another mind-bending episode of B Movie Bliss, where we dive headfirst in the cinematic dumpster and come out smelling like, well, something you'd find in a dumpster. I'm your host, Brian, the fearless guide through the wilderness of wonderfully awful films. Today, my friends, we're sinking our teeth into a cinematic masterpiece that's hairier than a cat in a yarn factory. Yes, you guessed it. It's Wolf Cop. But before we unleash the beastly banter, let me ask you this. Have you ever wondered what would happen if a werewolf and a cop had a baby? No? Well, neither did I until this movie. And folks, let me tell you, the result is both fur-tastic and cringe-tastic. Now, grab your silver bullets, your donut of choice, and settle in for a howling good time. Wolf Cop is the film that poses the age-old question, can a werewolf effectively fight crime without ruining his perfectly manicured fur? Spoiler alert, the answer is as elusive as the plot of the cinematic gem. So, whether you're a seasoned B-movie connoisseur, or just someone who wandered in thinking this was a nature documentary about law enforcement in the wild, you're in for a treat. Or maybe a trip. Frankly, I'm not sure anymore. Strap in, my friends, as we dissect the ferocious details of Wolf Cop, where werewolves and crime fighting collide in a way that'll leave you howling with laughter or scratching your head, sometimes both at the same time. Stay tuned for the recklessly entertaining ride of Wolf Cop on B-Movie Bliss, because in the world of cinema, sometimes it's not about the budget, it's about the questionable decisions that led to a werewolf wielding a badge. As the credits rolled, I found myself wondering if I accidentally stumbled into a B-movie marathon. Wolf Cop, a film that unapologetically revels in its absurdity, kicks off with a werewolf transformation scene so comically over the top, it left me questioning the laws of physics. Howling werewolves and cheesy special effects abound, setting the stage for what was sure to be a howling bizarre ride. The protagonist, a hard-drinking small-town cop named Lou Guru, yes, really, stumbles upon a dark secret that transforms him into a crime-fighting werewolf by night. The film balances its horror elements with a generous dose of deadpan humor, making it clear that it's in on the joke. Lou's absurd adventures, complete with wolf-themed puns, had me both cringing and chuckling in equal measure. Is it genius or just plain madness? I couldn't quite decide. The film's plot unfolds like a fever dream, with a cult trying to summon ancient evil spirits and a werewolf cop determined to thwart their plans. Wolf Cop embraces its low-budget roots with unabashed enthusiasm, delivering hilariously cheesy dialogue and a plot that seems to defy any sense of logic. Yet, in its absurdity, the movie manages to entertain, challenging conventional notions of what a werewolf cop drama should be. One thing that Wolf Cop surprisingly gets right is its practical effects. Sure, the werewolf makeup looks like it was crafted by a high school drama club, but the commitment to practical effects adds a certain charm to the film. In a world filled with CGI-laden blockbusters, there's something endearing about the homemade, albeit slightly campy, werewolf costumes. As the credits rolled once more, I found myself torn between questioning my life choices and appreciating the sheer audacity of Wolf Cop. This is a film that doesn't take itself seriously, and it demands the same from the audience. It's a love letter to the so-bad-it's-good genre, a nod to the days of late-night creature features that left you simultaneously scratching your head and laughing uncontrollably. Wolf Cop is a cinematic oddity that defies classification. It's a cocktail of horror, comedy, and sheer lunacy that won't be everybody's cup of tea. If you can appreciate a movie that embraces its own absurdity with open arms, Wolf Cop might just be the guilty pleasure you never knew you needed. I rate it a solid 7 out of 10, a perfect score for a movie that's so bad it's good, and so good it's bad. Embrace the furry madness, my friends. Well, my fellow thrill seekers and misguided movie aficionados, we've reached the end of another Wild Bee Movie Bliss journey. Before we wrap up this furry fiasco of an episode, let's reflect on the masterpiece that is Wolf Cop. Now, I know we laughed, cringed, and probably questioned our life choices, but isn't that what B movies are all about? Wolf Cop teaches us valuable life lessons. Like, if you're going to transform into a werewolf, do it with style and always remember to wax before a full moon. But perhaps the most profound lesson is that even in the midst of sheer absurdity, there's a certain charm to be found. A charm that makes you appreciate the effort, however misguided, putting into crafting these cinematic wonders. So, whether you're howling with laughter or silently contemplating the choices that led you to this podcast, remember this. B-movies are the unsung heroes of the film world, bravely defying the laws of taste and common sense. And with that, my friends, we bid adieu to Wolf Cop. Until next time, when we embark on yet another questionable cinematic adventure. Will it be robots? Zombies? Perhaps vampire accountants? Who knows? But one thing for sure, we'll be here, dissecting, discussing, and probably laughing until it hurts. Thanks for howling along with B-Movie Bliss. Remember, it's not about the budget. It's about the memories and the therapy bills. Stay blissfully bad, my friends.